Okay, I mean, POL somewhere. I mean, this is getting wild because now I'm starting to think of it in terms of comics. So we have, just picture it that way. I mean, this is getting crumbish, all right? So we have, just like Crumb sometimes drew about himself when he was young, little self-irony and all that. We have young Pio, he's now 22, or 21, I think 22. It's summer sometime, it's a beautiful day, he has just been to the bath hall swimming and cleaning himself because he didn't have a bath at home, and he was, yeah, it's Friday, and they are yeah. They're going to that. Actually, there are two episodes, or whatever you want to call it, that could happen there. Him and his friend, they're going to that, what do you call it, model drawing place from the art, Royal Art Academy. You could just enter there. It's 77. Art is just hanging there, and there's generally a nude girl standing there, posing in different poses that the artists are just used to drawing. Most of them seem to be actual artists. Maybe one or two men bought a sketch pad and pretend to be artists rather than go into the porn club. But that's another thing. So we have our PO there. This time, the lady, the nude model, kind of looks appalling to him for a strange reason, that her body is perfect and extremely sexy, but her face is ugly in a way, at least to Pio. And he's always sitting there feeling a little shame because he realizes how much the face of a woman means to him. Even if the entire body is just perfect, a face, no. And he's a bit ashamed of how superficial he is in his ways of looking at and knowing and dealing with and being with women. So he has started getting these insights one after another. But he is now at his lowest. So these insights haven't started to carry fruit yet. But he's cynical still, and he had his bad experience with women, and he's taking it out a little bit here and there. So, but the thing is that this lady, she's posing in ways that he had never seen really before. And he had drawn many models, nude models, as an art student. She was less posing as an art model and almost more posing as a porn model. I didn't realize that until he stood there looking at her from very compromising and extremely challenging or tempting poses. And if we want to show this now, we can show it from from her front perspective. We don't even need to show any private parts here, but we can just show this is exactly how it happened. We see her from the front with her face, which is not beautiful. I mean, it's not that she's completely ugly, but you get it. Why our beauty adorer, Pio, who has a fairly okay face himself, so he's kind of spoiled with beautiful girl faces. But now he's on his way into another level of reality. So you see her there, looking kind of into the camera, and he's behind her. And to the right, we have the entire hall there, maybe like 20 times 20 meters or bigger, like a big classroom, high ceiling, I think it was, where there's a ring of people standing there with their drawing pads and all that. And then you see Pio happens to sit just on our front, just behind her rear end, and she's standing, leaning forward, almost like a horse or a cow, something like that. I think leaning on a chair or something with her hands. But Pio has completely clear sight, and he's sitting there with his drawing pad, artist, but you see his eyes a little bit more open than usual. He's kind of a little bewildered or disturbed. Now, that's not where the story ends. After that, him and his friends, they decide to go up the usual way down to the Red Room, as it is called, where they usually drink some beers at Friday night. So they did, ended up around the table where, incidentally, that same girl happened to sit. Maybe she recognized them, sat down, he doesn't remember. So he ended up sitting with her next to him, and this we make again into cartoon. She explains about something called AAO, a commune in Stockholm then, in the 70s. Pio, he had learned about it before, read about it. That was known for being extreme. And she told them, she sits there talking around the table, what they do, how they have their meetings every day or week or something, where they sit in a circle, and each one of them, one after another, goes into the middle of that circle and does something that they could otherwise never dream of doing. And people did things there. So that was their thing. Just do anything, everything, and throw away these hang-ups and these kind of, you know, limitations that are hanging on your shoulders, and then you are free. So she sits there and tells them about things they do. And Pio goes into his darkest so far. Now you really see he's down there. And these days he's into a similar kind of experiment, a personal experiment, which he realizes is limiting to bordering to evil. Well, this is what he realizes this night. It is to be completely honest. So he realizes that this woman, this girl, and her friends, that's what they are doing. Just be completely honest. So he proceeds. Maybe he even gives her a warning first that I will not do what you do. He didn't actually, as far as he can remember. He just got into it and he started telling her what he thought about her when he had seen her on that modeling there. How he thought she was ugly but had a good body. How he didn't like her. How he had some kind of aversion immediately when he saw her, and that he still has that. And she, probably understood that he was saying this, or she understood it that way, that he was saying this to test her, how much cruel honesty she could take. So it became a very heavy. Talk there. And Piotr, he forgets what the others are saying or thinking. Maybe they're just sitting there looking, or he thought maybe they're talking about something else. Very dramatic situation. And Pio then realizes, and he gets it from one of his friends, now you went too far here. You can't do that. And he did the same thing with another one of his friends, being cruelly honest. And of course, Pio realizes that if I behave like this towards others, others may behave like this towards me. And yeah, now he was out on thin ice here. Anyway, the other one in that model, Royal Art Academy model studio, he sits there, same place. I don't think it was the same model, so it must be a different time. But this time the model is more anonymous, ordinary. So he's drawing and drawing on his big sketch pad. He's using his fountain pen rather than charcoal or pencil. Usually it's being used. Because he wants to train himself with a mercilessly definite stroke that you can't change or use the rubber to get away the eraser. So, and then there are the people in that hall there. That studio, the usual ring of them, but just to the opposite left of Pio, he sees a beautiful girl. She's just so beautiful. Dressed a little bit differently from what he would prefer, with knee-high boots, leather boots, jeans put down into those, but then short haircut which looks really good on her. So Pio is drawing that model, but he's looking a little bit too much in another direction. almost starts to draw her instead. So anyway, we could even combine these to one. Story. Anyway, so what happens, just this is again just directly taken from reality, from real events, as real as it gets here. So again, they go out, him and David are the ones who are there drawing. It's over, they go out, and as they stand outside of that hall, that girl comes up to him and looks him in the eyes and says, "Hi, and don't you recognize me?" And then he realizes that, yes, he has met her before, a couple of years before. When he visited his neighbor, she was much younger then and had long hair. But gosh, how beautiful she is. So he just said hi, exchanged a few words. And there she went and he went. Many times did he regret, or maybe he shouldn't regret it, that he didn't do what he almost was about to do, and which would have been the natural thing to do, and which he wondered why he didn't do, was to just invite her to go out and eat and what they nowadays call a little spontaneous date. It probably would have been very nice because she seemed to be interested in him. Oh, whoa, he thinks when he sits there in old age. Now, this is still a cartoon. One of those decisive moments of destiny, this way or that way.